How can't I help you today?
I want to speak to your manager.
Hello and welcome back to Customer Service Horror Stories, the podcast. This is episode 4, and in this episode, we are going to close out my experiences at Grand Shanghai, although I have been there for, 7 years. My individual memories have, this is 20, over 20 years ago. So I'm pretty sure I've hit the real major ones, and I know that's not a lot in 7 years, but I got the very, the typical stuff that you always get. Those were just some of the very special ones that I could remember out the top. But, so, I just want to talk a little bit about a couple of the other things that I thought were kind of fun and kind of difficult. So, Grand Shanghai was, like I have said before, a mom-and-pop Chinese restaurant that was the absolute best in my area, and I miss it so much. I miss everything about it. It was the best first job anybody could have asked for. It was amazing. But anyway, I mean, obviously, aside from the, you know, talking to some of the customers, but every year, because Tak was right out of Hong Kong, we would do the Chinese New Year. And he would literally, we'd literally have dragon dancers and drums and like weapon displays and other martial arts displays and dances. And it was incredible. It was incredible. Now, the only problem about that is that he didn't exactly like take reservations or unplug the phone for takeout or put any kind of message about, hey, from this time to this time, there's shit going on. It is chaos. It is organized, amazing celebratory chaos. And one of the toughest things about, I did that for like, I think he did that for at least 5 of the 7 years I was there. At least. But part of it was every year, because he wouldn't, because we would start off the whole celebration still taking takeout phone calls, and it was absolutely impossible. I can just remember sitting there asking, what? And like, people are like, what the hell is going on over there? Like, I'm sorry, it's a Chinese New Year. And like, we've got these dragon dancers and these, and this lion parade. And it's just all this crazy shit going on. I wouldn't say crazy shit, but we're going to be like, oh my gosh, there's all these things going on. I'm so sorry. There's drums and tambourines right 5 feet away from me. I'm so sorry. I may have to take your call another night. And like, people would like, some people I can remember would like come in and either order or see what was going on, because clearly they didn't need reservations. And like, you know, some people getting all pissed off because they just wanted their goddamn Chinese food. And here we are like, what? I'm sorry. There's a kung fu demonstration with war drums in the background and a big lion dance going on back there. It was so awesome. I'm so glad I got to do it. And it was an amazing celebration. He'd have a special menu. Like, he could come in and reserve a table and reserve, like, he would have a specific certain number of course meals. And, like, some traditional families would come in and order these amazing meals just by the fucking, just course after course. And they're just, even if you didn't like the food you looked at, like, I wish I enjoyed that food. You know, that, you know, whatever, lobster, fish, or whatever if you don't like. I'm like, I really wish I enjoyed that, because that looks amazing. Like, the roast duck looks so great, but the texture for me is a little, it's okay. It's really tasty and crispy skin and a little oily, but, or greasy, whatever. But anyway, everything just, but I'm telling you, trying to take those takeout orders when, again, at like 16, 15 when the first time this happened. I was like, so are we taking, I was like, Carol, the wife, the co-owner and wife, Carol, I can't hear anything. Am I supposed to take these takeout orders or what am I supposed to be doing here? And like, people would come up to the counter and like, I have a takeout order for Daniel. I'm like, what? What? Takeout order for Daniel. Nathaniel. Daniel. Like, it was person 6 inches away from me because it was so loud. It was amazing. But anyway, good times. There was a time, and this isn't a horror story, it's just really funny. So back in the day, especially when I didn't have any facial hair, and it was the 90s, so Friends was huge. I would get a lot of, you know who he looked like? That guy on Friends. And they never say Matt LeBlanc. They'd always be like, that guy from Friends or Joey from Friends or something. And, I mean, they're not wrong. If I shave and I do my hair, like, I can totally pull off looking like him or a younger brother or something like that. So people tell me that shit all the time. And after a while, they'll be like, do you know? And I'm like, yeah, Matt LeBlanc, Joey from Friends. I know. Please. Anyway, I know it was a compliment. But anyway, this woman came in and, you know, I'm pretty chatty just in general, which is why you can listen to an almost 20-minute podcast of just fucking me sitting here talking. This woman came in and she's dining, and especially when somebody dines alone, sometimes if they engage in conversation, I will keep them a little bit of company if it's not busy or if I've got nothing going on. So back and forth talking to this lady. I had a couple other tables at this point. So, you know, back and forth, la-di-da. And at one point she just goes, do you know who you look like? And I was like, let me guess. And she was like, yeah. After I was like, Joey from Friends, Matt LeBlanc. Yeah. And then she goes, I don't want this to be weird. And also, this is in the 90s. You have to understand, I'm a theater major. I'm a dancer. I'm just an open-minded person in general. So the whole gay thing never was a second thought to me. But this woman obviously was kind of nervous telling me this because, you know, because people are fucking stupid. And they react to stupid stuff in a stupid way. Sorry, not that being gay is stupid. I just need to make sure nobody misunderstood that. Obviously she goes, I just have to tell you, my two gay friends would love you because they are obsessed with Joey from Friends. And I was like, that's amazing. Thank you very much. I said, bring him on in. Hey, we'll use some of that to my advantage. But it was funny, you know, like I get stuff like that all the time. Or I even had people asking me at one point if I was even old enough to work there. So the job I had before this was for a family friend, and it was fun, and it was legitimate in that it was at the Mall of America in a kiosk, but it was also like almost 15, not quite 15, and it was cash paid. But anyway, I sold reading glasses. Someone asked me once if I was 12, and I was like, what? I was like, really? I was like, in the United States, you have to be 15 to work, excluding the fact that I was 14, but still, almost 15, but I was like, and she wasn't foreign, I was just like, in the U.S., you have to be so old to work. And then somebody was like, are you 8? I was like, 8? What the fuck? Where are you from? Who did you grow up with that looks? Not that I was an old looking 14-year-old, but at 14, I don't look like an 8-year-old. Whatever. Anyway. Yes, that was kind of an interesting little side spiel. But, let's see. So I think we're pretty good on that. that part of my working life. We're going to move on to my next job, which also Grand Shanghai, I held through a few of these jobs. So I was also working at Grand Shanghai when I was working here. But I worked at Buongiorno Italia, which is a really good Italian deli and market. First, we'll talk about kind of how I got that job and then just kind of a couple of quick experiences of things that were just like, nothing really customer related until next week, where I've got a story of a few customers, two customers and one weird incident. But so I'm sitting here looking for a new job because as much as I love Grand Shanghai, they didn't have the hours. They weren't paying me as much as this would pay me. And I just needed another job. So I didn't need it. I just wanted it because I was obsessed with working. Because I'm an idiot. So my stepdad would frequent this Italian deli called Buongiorno, and it was kind of by the Capitol. It was just in this little building, and it was best. Oh God, the food was so good. I hadn't been there really much, and he took me there, and we got sandwiches and whatever anyway. But, you know, a little mom and pop place, but had been there for so long. And they were expanding, and they were talking to my dad about it, my stepdad about it, whatever. Just talking about it. And then so eventually he brought me and said, hey, my son's looking for a job, blah, blah, blah. So I talked to them, and they're like, hey, what do you do? Basically, I got hired to go work at the new place. And it was really cool. It was a beautiful, huge new place. It was awesome. I liked working there. So a couple things about that is the food was great. I saw a lot of changes in that place. My family used to host a party, and we are Jewish, but we hosted a What Do Jews Do on Christmas Eve party, and it was for anyone, regardless of race, religion, creed, whatever, who didn't have anywhere to go on Christmas Eve. And so we would get catering from Buongiorno and just have this huge party that was just so fun, and my parents would be making drinks, and we would all just be hanging out and listening to music, eating really good food, and like we'd get the strombolis, both different kinds, like the just regular meat and provolone and the spinach and mozzarella, and then they had their cannolis, and we had all sausage and peppers. Those were the fucking best. God, they were so good. And just tiramisu for dessert and fruit tarts and a couple of different kinds of pastas. Like, I'm telling you, this was the shit. Roasted veggies. This was an amazing get down. But we all got it from there, and it was always really good. So I'm just going to throw down a couple of stories really quick that aren't exactly customer service directly related, because I'm saving those for next week. I can't throw all of my stories at you at once. I'll have nothing for you soon, and that will be sad. That's not true. I'm going to find out. I've got plenty of shit planned. Okay, so every time, and if you have worked in a market or a deli or anything like this, just let me know. So, you know, you get to try pretty much everything as you go, so you can give recommendations or explain things. There was an olive bar, there was a pasta bar, there was more deli meats than you should have in one place, and just a whole cheese bar. And so every time, anytime anybody got this one sauce, this one salami, and it was a fennel salami, and I can't remember exactly what it's called right now. Was it fennel? Yeah, fennel. Not anise. Fennel. And it was so good. And every time someone ordered it, I would always slice off an extra slice for myself and throw it on the side. And then when that was done serving however I needed to, I'd rip right in the mouth. Oh, God. That was so good. I tried some things I didn't really like. Like, prosciutto's good if it's cooked or cubed or whatever, but it's all right. I munched on those olives so hard. Oh, man, I ate so many olives. Okay, so on a related note, being able to try things, you would be able to go up to the deli and request a sample of things. So, like, I could give you an olive to try if you wanted, you know, pack up some olives or some pasta salad. Or I could slice up a slice of that fennel salami and give it to you and share in your delight as you taste it for the first time. And I'm tasting it for the umpteenth millionth. So somebody comes up and they ask for a sample of this cheese. Now, I have a sensitive gag reflex, and it has haunted me most of my life. Anybody that knows me can tell you that. They wanted this cheese, and it was a triple cream, and I love brie. I even really enjoyed triple creams, but this was... like, I cut into it, and it just oozed out. Now, I don't just mean, like, a nice triple cream. I mean, like, oozed out semi-liquid. And the smell that came from that cheese, I couldn't give the customer the sample. I had to ask somebody to do that sample for me because my gag reflex was kicking in so hard because of... dude, I can't explain. Look, I know the stinkier your cheese, the tastier it is. I would not, that cheese wouldn't make it to my mouth for me to even enjoy the taste of it. That is, it's just, man, I remember that. And it was so embarrassing. It was so embarrassing, but it was also like, I'm not going to throw up on everything. Like, that would be even worse. I'm just going to walk away. Please give this man some cheese. I got to go. Oh, God. Eventually they had like a pasta bar and they had it's not a wood fire oven, but it was some kind of like crazy one that made it like that. Anyway, for their pizzas, and their pizzas were fucking amazing. And the pasta bar, I got to cook for the pasta bar, even put pizzas together. So also for this deli, they had sandwiches. I don't mean like grilled Quiznos sandwiches. Oh, eventually we had hot sandwiches, but, you know, in the morning as part of our opening prep, we would open up, we would make these daily fresh deli sandwiches. So I was slicing something up for the chicken font. Oh, either way, it was on a square ciabatta bun, and it was like grilled chicken breast sliced up, herbed, and super, super good. So, man, I really need to have that food again. It's been a long time. I was asked to prepare that food, so I grabbed the chicken that the kitchen had made the night before, whatever, and I started slicing, and I was using a serrated bread knife or something. It was just cut like butter. It was insane. It worked so well, and I don't know what I'm fucking idiot, went down on my finger and took off like a quarter of my nail on my left index finger, my pointer finger. And I had to, like, get rid of that breast, and, like, there wasn't really a whole lot of blood that went everywhere, but, you know, I sanitized everything, whatever. Way before COVID, this was just health regulation. But I remember I sliced through, and the knife, I mean, I'm sorry to repeat the saying again, but like butter, like a hot knife through butter went right through that nail. And the worst part about it is that nail didn't just get sliced off. It was hanging on by some little skin. So I had to just rip the rest of it off. Not the rest of the nail, but I had to rip that little piece of nail off. And I was just like, bleh. I didn't gag. That didn't make me gag. There's no smell for that. But I just remember just being embarrassed and upset more than it actually hurting. Because I'm telling you, like, I don't know what the adrenaline or what, but right on through. And I barely felt it. Like, it hurt because it would pulse. I mean, you know, afterwards, You know, we cleaned it up, bandaged it, put the blue finger condom on it. So I'm sitting there pointing at shit with the blue. I've got a highlighter here. There's a laser pointer you can see because it's blue. God. So that was really fun. I really enjoyed that. Man, I want to tell you guys about the customers, but I'm going to save that for next week because those are good and they're just rant and laugh worthy. Oh, yes. Okay. So a couple other things. There was a whole wine cellar, whole wine room where they would do tastings. So fancy. And they would do tastings and, you know, it's just all these different wines. And then behind all that was a restaurant, kind of a fancier restaurant, Osteria Inoni, and it was real good. And the calamari, it was just so good. It was so good. And the only thing is that the head chef, I was like, hey, is there like a sauce with this or anything? Because, I mean, I really enjoy dipping my calamari in sauce. And he was basically told me, no, they don't make a sauce because the calamari is too good for sauce and all it needs is a little bit of lemon. And the worst part is that, like, you almost agree because it was, I'm telling you, it was that good. A little bit of lemon, but I mean, if you had like a seasoned aioli with that, or marinara, or, you know, something along those lines, or seasoned sour cream, garlic aioli. Oh, garlic aioli. Sorry, garlic aioli would be great with those. I'm just having like sense memory here, you guys. It's just so good. But yeah, I mean, that was so pretentious. Like, I wanted to agree with them, but I was like, fuck you, come on. If somebody really, you're gonna. Nah, it's too good. Too good for sauce. Okay, guy. I mean, you're almost not wrong. Anyway. Okay. So, also about the wine cellar, people would have wine tastings, but some of those people either didn't know how a wine tasting worked or knew and didn't care, but they would be sloshed. Like, okay, if you don't know, and I've never done it, I just know this because I've had to, you know, look at them. Any kind of alcohol tasting, normally, if you're really doing it the proper way, is you do whatever you do to inspect all flavor, smell, twirl it, put it under a microscope, and it's far down. I don't really care whatever it is that you do to test a drink, but you don't swallow. You swish, 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 spit in your cup, giveaway. That is how you don't get fucked when you try 9 different wines. Or whiskeys, or brandies, or what have you. But people would get fucked. They would get sloshed because they would just drink the fucking wine. And yeah, there'd be, again, it'd be a whole to-do. There'd be like appetizers and shared courses and blurdy blur. And like they sit there and present about the wine and talk about the history and how it was made and all that other wonderful hoodly ha. But man, people get fucked. And in Osteria Inoni, like, people would get messed up. And like, people would come stumbling into the deli, like, hey, yeah, pasta bar. You're just like, oh God, pizza. Just, it was something else, man. And, you know, the classic. There's a lot of windows on the front of that place. Also, it was a beige building. And I remember in the summer, it was black because of all of the box elder bugs on it. Like, black and crawling. And you just walk up and like, thank God the inside's clean. But, oh my God, I just remembered too. someone broke in and tried to steal money from the safe and fucking threw it down some of the stairs and, like, smashed some of the wall and shit. Oh, my God. It was crazy. I mean, I wasn't there for it, but I saw the safe in the spot and the gouge in the wall. And but anyway. Yeah. So that was a fun place to work. I've only got a few stories from there. I only worked there for a couple of years. So the horror stories are going to be fairly limited. But it was a good place. I hope you enjoyed kind of the outro of Grand Shanghai. Fuck that. The outro of Grand Shanghai and the intro of Buongiorno. So we'll get into a couple more Buongiorno stories. And then we'll probably move on to another. I think we're going to do, also, just so you know, I think we're going to start a live podcast on Thursdays with doing some either listener stories or maybe, I think it'd be cold readings, excuse me, not listener stories. Those are going to be episodes. Some cold readings of some haunted places or some like one-star review type stuff. I want to do some live episodes for that. So that'll be on Podbean. So if you look me up on podbean.com, you'll find me. And I will go live. It'll probably be around the same time that this is happening. So 9:30, 10, it all depends. It's going to be hard to be super consistent. But if you want to give me your story to read, please DM me on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter at CSHS podcast, or you can email me your stories or for stories you find, stories you've seen, stories your friends have heard. Give them my information so they can send me their stories. I'm going to read them on the podcast and it'll be fun. We'll react. Please email them to CSHS podcast@gmail.com. And we will continue doing some of our stories and having a good time. And I hope everybody enjoyed our fourth episode. And the farther we get into it, the more horrifying these stories will get. Just wait. They will have stepped up a notch from the Grand Shanghai ones once we get to Buongiorno. This is not planned. This is life. So I appreciate everybody coming in today. I appreciate everybody listening to this and every episode, and please feel free to interact with me on social media. I want this to be more of a community than just a show. Thank you, and how can't I help you today?